Blog Talk Radio.
Boop, 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 boom. Peace, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Israel Doctrines Google Hangout. Also, welcome to our blog talk show. The Huddle with Israel Doctrine is back, y'all. I just played over here and turned it on. And so I turned it on. About to put on. And I'm going to give y'all this number if you want to holler at me. You know what I'm saying? You want to holler at me? Give you this number to holler at me. So all you people that be want to talk, we back to where you can talk, homie. We back to where you can talk. So let's see. Where the phone number at? Got the host number. I ain't got the phone number. Where my phone number at? Need a call-in number. There it is. Whoop, there it is. Shaka-laka, shaka-laka. I'm going to give y'all this number. I'm going to give y'all this number. See if you want to call in. We're going to start having a huddle Tuesday and Thursdays. You know, we're going to put this call-in number out here. So if you put it, if you get this number today, make sure. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing nothing. I'm live. The phone number is 657-383-1714. So now all you people that like to hide your face and act like you're afraid to talk because you don't want to come on the channel and show your face and stuff, call in. I also have the option of muting your microphone. So if you don't play right, you're going to get muted. So now let's see how interesting my shows are. When people call them, excuse me. Yeah, I'm belching, y'all. I ate that chili with no beans early. I know y'all be like, boy, that boy will say anything. Right? Let me put this phone number in the title for people in the future. Say I had a number. Right? Now, come on, sister. Y'all be acting like y'all scared to come to the chat and all that. Call in. Say hello. That's the phone number. 657-383-1714. Let's see how interesting we can make the Google Hangout. You know, they mad at me. They like, Kyle, your number's going down. You need more numbers. You need more people. We don't believe you. So, what's up to everybody out there in Blog Talk? You know, I know y'all going to see this and say, oh, he's active on Blog Talk again. Yeah, I'm going to activate all three of the channels. I'm going to find a way to bring the huddle back into things. You know, I'm going to find a way to bring it back into things. I got to reshape and remold stuff, people. It's a new year. I have been on that folly with them people that's, you know, be on that folly. So, you know. It's going to take a little time for me to get things back up and running and, you know. Yeah, the Huddle with Israel Doctrine. I came up with that name when Malcolm X said, you know, we as black people got to stop arguing and fighting with each other out in the public. We got to find a way to huddle up, come together. Hey, come up with the play, break the huddle. And execute. So, you know, I ain't for just hiding it and stuff. I do it in public. Like I said, I like the light. So, hey, man, y'all hit that number, man. Quit playing. Hey, hit the number. Call in and say peace. You ain't got to give your name or your locale or none of that. You can call in with an anonymous number. Don't be afraid. Yeah, I got something in my tooth. Man, y'all don't even know me, man. You don't know me. The only fear of death is coming back reincarnated. Don't know me. Come on, man. Y'all playing, man. Hit that number, man. I'm going to sit up here and just do this. I got 45 minutes to do this, right? Let me put a topic on the table. Let me see. What type of controversy can I put on the table? Okay, somebody called in. You got to hit one if you want to speak. All right, they say they want to speak. Probably somebody here to cuss me out. I don't know. Let's see. Peace, how you doing, sister?
I'm good. I'm good. Just wanted to say hello. And I'm always in your chat. And I'll just leave it at that. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Appreciate the call. Uh-oh, I got a call of y'all. I'm teasing. Ah. So, yeah, you might have to reach YouTube when you're doing, if you ever call in the future, you know, I can hear you a little bit in the background.
Oh, my bad.
Nah, it's all good. I mean, we all learning together. You know, I know, but we all learning together. Like I said, I'm going to try to give the people these options to be able to call in and speak. You know, this is what Tommy do. You know, I was doing this before Tommy, though. You know, where you do the YouTube and the blog talk at the same time. So you can have two audiences. And, you know, as I tried to let the people know on blog talk that we live on YouTube also, come over here and watch. And so they hear us. They hear me talking and stuff. So in the future, they'll understand that we live on YouTube over on Israel Doctrine Reloaded right now. People on YouTube know that. People on blog talk don't know that. So I put the link out there. So this is another way to be able to communicate with the people and make the shows more interesting. You know, you get your crank callers. You get your people, you know, that like to hate instead of them sitting in the chat room trying to chat away. They can call in and, you know, ask a question or two and really, you know, try to get into the conversation instead of just chatting away in the side chat.
Right, right.
So, what's been up, man? What's been new? You've been seeing what's going on the channel. What you like or hate about it?
Well, I like the fact that you say what's on your mind, whatever it is, and you don't really care what other people think, and I don't think you do it in a malicious way. I think you're just being honest, and you're just saying what you feel and saying what you know to be fact, and that's it. And you don't care if there's one person watching or 120 watching. Just keep doing what you do, because there are a lot of people out here that want to hear what you have to say. And I mean, Just keep it up.
All right. Be safe.
No problem. Well, that's all I have to say. So I'll let the other callers call in, but I just wanted to, you know, let you know that we are listening, we are here, and don't worry about numbers.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell them. Hey, look, man. See, that's why you put the phone number out there and put the blog talk up so people can call in and y'all can hear those that Black, what up, man? Yeah, you want to call me? I'm on blog talk and YouTube. Hold up. One second, y'all. I got to help this brother out. You might need to go to another Walmart. I told you, Logic Tech HD. Yeah, I don't use headphones. I'm trying to talk about the Logitech camera, the HD 1080. Ask a sale clerk or whatever, and then ask them if they can call another local Walmart that's close by and ask them if they got it, so you can go pick it up from that location. Logitech HD 1080. Logitech HD 1080. Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate you. All right. Peace. See? My phone worked. But anyway, where everybody else at, man? Y'all ain't gonna call in and say what's up to your brother? All you trolls and stuff, where y'all at now? I give you a phone number, you scared to call, huh? That's how I had to do them people on Facebook. They got to talking all that noise. I had to give them a phone number. You talking to me? You talking to me? We got a problem? We got a problem? What, we got a problem or something? See, when you put them on Front Street and give them a number, they ain't got nothing to say. So, don't worry about it. I'm going to make the flyers. I'm going to tell people what's going on, and I'm going to let you know ahead of time what the show is about and what the topic is. Call in. If you got something to say, you want to address me with some hate or with some love, it don't matter. We're going to open them phone lines up, and we're going to get it in. You think you could take me? You think you smarter than me? You think you sounder than me? Yeah, to the sister that just asked that question, you know, the children in Chicago, somebody asked me why I be rubbing my head. I just thought about that while I rub it. Oh, boy. I don't know. My daddy was a bald head gentleman, and when he was here, I used to rub his head. So maybe I got a, maybe it reminds me of my father. I don't know. But I do got hair stubble on mine. I'm just thinking about that while I'm rubbing my head. Like, yeah, I am rubbing this thing, ain't I? So anyway, the children in Chicago, not the kids, not the baby goats, right, being charged with a hate crime. What will the Bible help? How will the Bible help save a nation? Well, I just read that scripture the other day that disobedient children will get stoned to death, leaving an example for other disobedient children not to be doing certain things. So if you are proactive instead of reactive, you can save the child before they get themselves in, you know, that type of situation. No, I mean, they still got an opportunity to make something out of themselves and still get a reward from the Lord God of Israel, you know, for turning to him. He might even bless them with, you know, an opportunity to get up out of that situation and stuff. You know? You never know. You know? But the thing is, you want to prevent these things from happening. You don't want to have to react after they happen. You know, reactionaries is one thing. Proactive people is another. So I'm into being proactive. But stop typing in my chat. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn the chat off. And y'all going to have to call in if you want to say something or do something. I'm going to fix some of this. I'm going to find a way where y'all going to have to be active, and I'm going to take something from you, and I'm going to give you something else or this and that. You know what I'm saying? Because no excuse. You got Gmail. You can make a phone call on Gmail. You got Skype. You can make a Skype call. right? You can do a lot of things, but you ain't got to be acting like you can't call in and talk. All y'all out there with your little YouTube text fingers. 3 o'clock. So what up, man? What up, man? I mean, what's the deal, yo? Y'all scared to use the phone number. Let me see if I can share this on people on Facebook know that the huddle up again. Somebody over there might say, oh, no, let me call in. The huddle's back. I might get some people calling in. I don't want to call in, though. Ah. Boy, they're going to be surprised when they see that. They're going to say, we ain't seen that in some years. Let me see how many more minutes I got. 12 minutes on air. Then overtime. One second, people. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, SpaghettiO. Boy, boy, boy. All right, I think I cut it off. Ain't nobody trying to participate there. I don't know what's going on. Somebody gonna make a video about this and clown it. Because y'all won't participate and call in. Y'all just made somebody day. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the huddle. End episode.